Many of the best narrators in the business are to be found at the RNIB Talking Books Studios, but few have had such a long and distinguished career in voice acting as our next guest. Over to you, Robert.
In the small hours, Sir Alfred Milner, High Commissioner for South Africa and Lieutenant Governor of Cape Colony, was woken by a bright light in his eyes. He had a stateroom on the starboard side of the upper deck. It was 4 a.m., he noted in his diary, the small red diary, which was the only companion and confidant of his travels.
That's David Graham reading The Boer War by Thomas Pakenham, one of many books he's narrated for RNIB, although many listeners may be more familiar with him, sounding like this.
This is the stately home of Lady Penelope Creighton Ward. Parker speaking.
He's very well known for providing many voices for Gerry Anderson, including Parker and Brains in Thunderbirds, and was the co-inventor of the voice of the Daleks. And when he joined me in the Talking Book Studios, I asked him about his latest book.
It's called Lifting the Latch. It's a book narrated by a wonderful chap called Mont Abbott, who spent his whole life on the land in Oxfordshire. And he has total recall. It's about a dying world in a language that's dying out too. In fact, there's a glossary at the end of the book with words that you probably never have heard of. But an absolutely wonderful character. Sang in the church choir, a wonderful voice, never made much money, had two terrible accidents in his life which badly affected him, two tragedies, I would say, but indestructible. I admired him so much at the end of the book. He's a hero of mine now.
Now, it sounds like quite a challenging book to do.
It was a very challenging book because I had to work on the accent. And the syntax, he had dictated the book to a lady who got it in all order. But he had wonderful memory, almost total recall. It wasn't an easy book to read, but it was well worth the effort that you just have to put into books. You prepare them. Mm. A lot of the work goes in preparation, it's not easy to read books, but it's very rewarding, I find.
How long have you been reading for RNIB now?
At least 25, maybe 30 years, I think. I started in the old studios in Great Portland Street when we recorded on tape, which was much, much more laborious than these days in state-of-the-art studios.
Are there any books in that 25 years that really stand out?
Well, I would say this one does for a start. Lifting the Latch. But I've read so many. There was a book on the history of the State of Israel by a famous English Jewish historian. They give me books which have Jewish references because I was born Jewish and, I know quite a lot about it. I enjoy reading them. But I must have read, I don't know, getting on for hundreds, I don't know how many books I've read. It's difficult to recall particular ones. But I finished the Lifting the Latch, and I'm reading this book about, it's a children's book really, very funny and imaginative, about two young kids who come across a weird machine on their travels. So I've just started that as well. Which is, it's a doddle compared with the other book.
Now, some children will know your voice because you're Grandpa Pig in Peppa Pig.
Yes, that's right, and the wise old elf in Ben and Holly. And my voice career goes back a long way, starting with Gerry Anderson. I created the original Dalek voices too, with an actor called Peter Hawkins many, many years ago, I think in 1962, Doctor Who. And I also appeared in two of the stories in Vision as an actor.
Yeah, because you go right back to the very beginning, almost, of Doctor Who. The episode Daleks was in 1963, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And then I did The Gunfighters, which I think was in black and white, with the first Doctor Who, where I played a cowardly barman. And it's become a very well-known one.
Mm.
And then I did another story with Tom Baker, which I played a Russian. It was City of Death, but it was a nice part. I had to age up, so from sort of middle age to old age. So they had to take me out and put me in front of a camera and then do a bit more, so that it all came up in a flash, you see.
Yeah. Now, the voice of the Daleks is iconic. How did you actually come up with it?
Well, it was done in the old Lime Grove Studios in Shepherd's Bush. We just played around with it. I did it with a chap called Peter Hawkins, now sadly not alive anymore, an old friend of mine. And he was a marvellous voice man too. He did the Flowerpot Men and all sorts of stuff. We came at it from the approach that it needed to be stylized and menacing.
Hmm.
And then they fed the voice through a synthesizer. So it made it even more menacing and, you know. So it went like something like that. That fouls. You know, that was that sort of stuttery thing.
Hmm.
And it seemed to work because they've gone down in vocal history, haven't they?
Now, you're also very well known for playing both Brains Parker and Gordon Tracy in the Thunderbolts.
Yes.
How did that association with Jenny Anderson come about?
Well, that's a long time ago. It was in the 50s, if you can believe it. I was doing a television film down at Elstree and in a pretty ropey script, and by one of those lovely accidents of fate, Gerry Anderson happened to be directing. And in between takes, I was playing some villain on the run. He mentioned that he was about to go into animation and puppet voices, cartoon voices. And I pricked up my ears at this. Well, I said, you know, I'm not bad at doing accents and voices. And if you do anything, I'd like to be considered. And about, I don't know, it was about 6 months later, he took my number and he phoned me. And then I ended up by doing five series for him, beginning with Four Feather Falls, then Supercar, Fireball XL5, Stingray, and the big one, Thunderbirds.
Mm.
So it had a big effect on my career. But of course, parallel to that, I was working in the theatre and in television. And then I was a member of Laurence Olivier's company at the National Theatre before the new building for 2 years, and that was a wonderful experience, and toured with them in Australia in The Front Page, and worked with Laurence Olivier in a play called Saturday, Sunday, Monday with Franco Zeffirelli, and I did other plays in the West End, Arturo Uy, which is a famous Brecht play. And then two plays with Leonard Rossiter, the great Leonard Rossiter, who played in Arturo Uy, and then in Make and Break, a Michael Frayn play. You know, so, you know, I've kept dotting about from radio to the theatre and television. You know, I've had my ups and downs, all actors do, but I've been lucky. You know, you've got to take your opportunities, and, you know, sometimes you meet the right people, and it has a terrific effect on your career.
You were Big Brother in the 1984 Apple advert. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that was amazing. That was Ridley Scott. I mean, that came out of left field. I mean, I went to see him because I do voiceovers, commercials, but I haven't done many visuals. And I went up and he said he was casting Big Brother, and they picked me out to do it. And when I arrived at the studio, they gave me a page of script. Well, I said, why didn't you send it to me? I can't learn this. So they wrote it all up. And they dressed me in this sort of, they plastered my hair down, and I wore two pairs of glasses, and I ended up reading it off a crib, you know. You wouldn't notice it, but it became very famous. And they show it every year at the Super Bowl in America, which is a big American football game.
Mm.
And then I cop a few repeats over the years, which has been great. Good luck and cheerio.
There are many books narrated by David Graham in the Talking Books Library, including Lifting the Latch by Sheila Stewart. Available now. For more information, head to www.rnib.org.uk.
Thanks to Robert and to David Graham.